In a world where certain people are in a league of their own when it comes to doing dumb things, one podcast will attempt to tell the stories of all these idiots. This is the World League of Idiots.
Hello, I'm Whitney Houston.
I'm Bobby Brown? Or Tina Turner? What's better?
And I want to dance with somebody.
I don't fucking want to dance with anybody right now. I gotta get this out of the way, people. I think the term "wet rasp" was brought out on our little, when we were talking to each other before we started recording. I may not make it through this episode. This may be the Kevin's memorial episode because I might die because I have a cold.
You don't have the big one, though, do you?
No, I did a test for the big one. Now, it's funny because I was saying to one of my colleagues during the week that this is the first cold I've had in over 2 years because you keep everything clean, you sanitize, and now we don't do that stuff so much anymore. So I must have, like, you know, my usual morning routine of grabbing a dirty doorknob and licking my hands was fine when I was sanitizing, but now that I've stopped doing that, I should probably cut out those naughty habits.
It's just funny how you've said it there. It's just funny how there was that point. Two things I remember vividly about the last couple of years was right at the start, there was, wash everything. And we're just kind of going, I think that'll do now. I think that'll do. I've wiped it. I'm aware of it. I'll use my elbow a bit more.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that happened was be kind more. And we're just going, fuck.
Neither
that guy.
Of which lasted.
It is funny. We stopped driving around and now we're just back in our cars going, fuck that guy.
Yeah, exactly. I ain't clapping for anybody anymore. Forget that.
Yeah, anyways. God, it feels like so long ago.
I think everybody's trying to like recreate what it would have been like in 1942. You know, just trying to this triumphant spirit and all of this stuff and coming together as a community.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, that's a segue onto the show because I've got my story starts with a bit of a history lesson. So so we'll have
and
to bring out
mine,
the...
And mine's to do with an army man.
Ah, so not
we didn't plan
at
that.
All.
We did not plan that at all. This is World League of Idiots, in case you thought you were on some decent podcast that a lot of people listen to. My name is Kevin.
This is a brilliant podcast that nobody listens to. Actually, we should. Are we mentioning that we're sort of like going to what's the term I'm looking for? We're going to curb the season next week, aren't we? This is the penultimate for season one.
Yeah.
And then we're going to address what went wrong and why nobody's listening, and then come back with season two and do exactly the same.
Yay!
So this is the penultimate. So honestly, if you're with us, you've got one more episode. To fucking show it.
If you've made it this far, thank you very much for listening.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, you could always listen to our other thing, Florida Podmen, which is way more niche, but has more listeners. We don't know what's happening.
Yeah, whatever. I think it's the niche sells. This is the world of League. No. What
not.
Is it? what do we call it? The World League of Idiots. The World League of Idiots, where we just find the idiots of the world and put them in a league. And that's
a fucking perfect name. I tell you, we nailed that. might not get much else right, but we got the name right.
I hate it when people say it does what it says on the tin, because sometimes it's not a tin that the instructions are written on. Like, this isn't do what it says on the tin. It's just a good fucking name. That's it. That's full
what
stop.
It says on the podcast. Yeah. Yep, that's it. So, yeah, let's... should we just go for it? Tell some stories?
Yeah, I reckon it might be you needing to go first so you don't die before the end of the episode, though.
That's true. And then you could just speak into complete cavern of silence after I'm done.
I'll pick it up. Yeah, don't worry.
Fair enough. All right, here we go. This is from trusted news source, The Daily Mail Online. This was from... You know, for you anyways, Chris, this is from like last week.
Really?
Relatively newsworthy here.
Yeah.
So, like I said, speaking of army man, we have a headline. Sergeant Major who stopped soldiers getting drunk at Army Oktoberfest bash was demoted after soiling himself in lederhosen in drunken stupor.
Is that the headline?
That is the headline.
it's also the story.
That's a hell of a long headline.
I just realised something there. Is Sergeant Major an actual title then?
Sergeant
I don't
Major.
Know why I... Yeah, I just thought it was something kids say. Sergeant Major's an actual rank in the army, is it?
Yeah. Which is actually really funny you mention that, because I'm not going down this path, but spoiler alert for loyal listeners, everybody knows that I've done my story. I tend to go into a list. I was looking at a list of ridiculous, like, army titles and military titles. Yeah, there's, you know, like the lieutenant, admiral, rear guard. Buddy,
are you going? Are you going to do that?
Nah, there's like three of those. Oh.
Excellent. Okay, let's go.
All right, so here we go. We got this Army Major guy, Sergeant Major, drunk at Army Oktoberfest bash. So, and he's not German. He's wearing lederhosen and drunk and shitting himself. But anyway, so a regimental Sergeant Major in charge of making sure his men didn't get too drunk at an Army Oktoberfest bash ended up so inebriated, he soiled himself in his lederhosen. A court-martial heard. Whenever I hear court martial, all I can think of is the Blackadder episode with the Flanders pigeon murderer.
That's right. But also court martial, I thought that was a thing rather than a person.
Ah, well, could have been. Maybe it was. No, that and it actually is the. It's Martial, Martial, not the court martial, like a Wild West martial.
Yeah, with so
a court martial being like the room full of people at this court martial, not an actual.
Oh,
like,
right.
I am your marshal here in the court.
That's it. Yeah, like Marshall Mathers, the M&M type guy.
That's he is exactly that type of guy.
Yeah.
So Michael Ransley, who is your RSM, that's Regimental Sergeant Major. So we're going to abbreviate these things. Was supposed to be responsible for setting and maintaining standards at the event at the Infantry Battle School in Brecon, Wales. But disgraced himself and was found collapsed with, quote unquote, a strong smell of vomit and feces.
Oh.
So, before passing out, he was seen with feces on his leg and refused to leave despite the smell and sight causing distress to others on October 16th of last year. So, the court martial, M-A-R-T-I-A-L, hearing. Heard that Ransley was the Infantry Battle School's alcohol policy advisor, and his very presence at Oktoberfest.
What a job! What a job!
Yeah, I know. That's how do you get that? He did a bad job because his entire job is to act as a deterrent against excessive drinking.
Oh.
So this guy's a 40-year decorated veteran, the most senior soldier at the German-themed event, had an accident in the toilet, which left the long Bavarian socks he was wearing covered in his own waste. Read shit. I mean, this is, I can just imagine him doing like, you know, the proper like upright, yeah, a little marching like that, but he's just got shit all over his socks.
It's just kind of waddling because he has to keep his bum cheeks together.
Don't make me laugh.
The guy who's putting these rules in about alcohol, but he's like, I mean, I don't drink alcohol, so I couldn't care less, but I bet he's not very popular with people, is he? He's like, oh, it's that fucker again with his rules.
So true story. So during the week, I was at work and went out for dinner with we had a few people in from overseas. Went out for dinner, and I do drink alcohol, but I had to drive back to the office because I had to make an after-hours kind of meeting with my colleagues in the U.S.
Yeah.
So we're having dinner, and everybody's eating and blah, 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 and, you know, drinking wine and gin and tonics and stuff like that. And I got a beer, drinking my beer. And then after a couple, I said, okay, guys, I got to go back to the office now. And it's, oh, I have been drinking. You're going to shoot me. I was like, they're non-alcoholic beers, which they were. You would have thought that I'd kicked their dogs. The looks on their face, they were absolutely disgusted with me.
But it's not like for drinking on the job.
They would have preferred if I was getting drunk and like drove through a flock of swans, yeah, something like that, rather than the temerity to drink non-alcoholic beer at a restaurant in public. So.
That's hilarious. Yeah, I get. I'm on the same page as you. People are just like they're gonna kind of really bugged out about the fact that what's that? Is that a thing? Is it illegal?
Maybe feel like a what's that saying? Like a fart in a spacesuit, or like shit, yeah, shit in laser lederhosen. That's what I felt like.
Yeah, that's it. Back on track. Lovely.
Yeah. So, anyways, guests were left horrified by the smell and sight of RSM Ransley, described in court as the epitome of what a commander should be. But he repeatedly ignored advice to clean himself up at the October.
What? Party.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So as a result of all this, he was demoted.
Yeah. To right. To what, yeah. Like cleaner?
Yeah, no, not good enough for that either, because he did a terrible job at that. Details of his case emerged at Bulford Military Court as he tried to overturn his demotion, but a judge dismissed his appeal, stating that he should have been setting the standards.
And this is in Wales. This is in Wales, isn't it?
Wales, yeah.
I had more, I thought, I couldn't imagine that happening in Wales.
So, I mean, it just goes on and on. Like, so this guy's a father of three. He had to be told to leave the party three times because he kept coming back after being escorted out and eventually was found passed out. His lawyer admitted in court it was a spectacular fall from grace. And so he's admitted to disorderly behavior, lost his title, demoted from Warrant Officer Class 1 to, wait for it, Warrant Officer Class 2.
Number 2!
Yeah, down one level. So yeah, so this October, for people that have, I want to go to Wales in October, the Oktoberfest event was held for both civilians and military personnel on Saturday, October 16th last year. Check your calendars for this year's. In the Warrant Officer and Sergeant's Mess at the Battle School.
I'd forgotten how you could make so many puns out of the army. Because this is the an officer's mess, isn't it? It really is.
That's pun intended. Pun intended. Officer's mess. That's it. I have to remember that one. I'm always looking for the episode title. So right before the actual drinking happened at the Oktoberfest party, this guy had a meeting with senior soldiers over fears about excessive drinking.
About his excessive drinking, or just
detail here. There's a picture. Oh, I don't know if that's him, but that's just a man in lederhosen.
stock image.
Yeah, he had to take his socks off because they were covered in excrement, but it was still smeared on his legs.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
I went to the Town and Country, I don't know what it's called now, but the Town and Country in Leeds. I went to see a band, Gomez, I think it was. And I wasn't very well, right? And all I was bothered about was, I've got to rejoin this group. That, you know, not the group, the crowd of people. And I actually had been sick in the toilet.
Okay.
But all I could think about was, I can't go back out there stinking of vomit. Because then people will know.
Yes.
So for me, this is a kind of like, you sort yourself out. You get back in the game by sorting yourself out. There's no excuses.
Were you looking in the mirror in that bathroom, talking to yourself, into yourself, pep talk, punching yourself
Come on.
In the chest?
Splashing my face.
Yeah.
As if I was like an American cop. Come
exactly.
on. Get it. Well, get yourself together, man.
Speaking of splashing, our old army guy here, this is a quote. He was in the toilet and he stood up as someone else entered and soiled himself. He then fell into the toilet.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Do you know that there's those toilets like in, say, Holland? I want to say that. I don't know. I've definitely seen them somewhere, though, where you like sit on a little perch and then there's like a drain underneath you. So like sort of four people can poop at the same time.
That's what they used to do back in the day. You just kind of hang. Yeah. You hang on a bench and, yeah.
Exactly that. So I'm wondering whether this was just a primitive toilet that
No, no, actually, to answer your question, it says here, the court was told he missed work on Monday and failed to help clean up the mess as the cubicle, the walls of the room, and the mattress where he slept were all soiled.
Oh, my God.
So this
God.
Is in like his room, I guess. He shit on the mattress, dude.
Yeah, was it like a Butlins or a Pontins that they were staying at? Or is it this? Yeah.
Might have been. Anyways, it goes on and on and on. He basically pled guilty immediately and off he goes. Go ahead,
he's not going to be on the front line or anything, is he? We don't have to rely on this Burke, do we?
No, I don't think so. No, he's been busted down to level 2, whatever. He was awarded the Operational Service Medal, the Queen's Platinum Jubilee Medal, and a medal for service in Iraq. I don't know if he's been stripped of those adornments, if you will. Yeah.
Well, I imagine... He didn't strip out of his lederhosen. It's going to be hard to get rid of these
covered in
medals of valor.
So there you go. So that's my drunk sergeant major who was supposed to be giving advice. So not getting drunk, got drunk, crapped himself, and then walked around and just wouldn't leave the party at the Oktoberfest.
Like some sort of weird Jackass style prank, and it was recorded in the back of a van. Anyway, so you hinted earlier at having a list, which obviously doesn't pay off. What did you go down?
Yeah. So all I've come up with is we're talking about, you know, we've had conversations about the Portaloos and things at festivals and Oktoberfest being festivals.
Yes.
So I've got the world's strangest festivals. It has nothing to do with my story, really, but it's a bit of fun.
I like the tenuosity of it, if that's a word.
I'll go into a little bit of detail. There's like 10 or 15 of these. Some of these I've heard of. Some of them I haven't heard of. This one I have heard of. You may have heard of, too. This is the wife-carrying world championship. Have you seen this one?
Of course I haven't seen this one.
So basically, it's like you literally, like, it's in Finland, and you pick your wife up. You basically just put her over your shoulder, and then you race. So there's a race of guys carrying their wives over your shoulder.
I'm wondering, that the picture that you've just shown me was quite a specific way of carrying. I would have.
What I've seen, it is like, kind of like this. It's not like like just
piggyback.
You're up like you would off her feet. It's like yeah.
You have
it's
to almost like fireman's lift sort of thing, and then but it's not like even that, is it? It's like she's got her head near your bum.
Yeah,
let's hope it's like isn't she's trying to, the sergeant like major.
He's squatted down like a frog, and she's trying to like jump over his head. So she's got head down towards the ground on his back, legs on either side of his head, and he's wearing her like a backpack, basically, is what's happening. Legs as these straps.
That's right. Upside down backpack.
Yeah, 253 meter race. Prize, this kind of lines up with our previous story, is the wife's weight in beer. That's kind of fun.
So there's a risk, isn't there, here? So what you do is you have to pick a big wife and you go, oh, I'll get loads of beer out of this. But that's going to hinder your performance. So
I'm not sure people are actually picking their life partners based on this one little race.
I think you'd be surprised. This is exactly how I'd imagine people pick their wives.
In small town Finland, yeah.
You'll do.
So here's one in Castrillo de Murcia, Spain. This is the baby jumping festival.
Okay.
Now, what's going through your head right now when it's a baby jumping festival?
A baby in a nappy, sort of like leaping from toadstool to toadstool, possibly.
Close enough. This is babies who were born over the last year are absolved of sin by laying them on the ground, and men dressed in traditional devilish clothing run down the street and jump over the babies.
This is sick! It's absolutely sick. It's more Satan leaping over babies festival.
This is a Catholic festival. No injuries have ever been reported.
That's insane.
The Catholic Church frowns upon the festival.
Yeah, I'm frowning right now. I see this. What's incredible is that it's absolutely the wrong thing. Clearly, you can't endanger a child like this. But why have they chosen that this is the thing? What? No, everybody's
got to go back to them days.
But I'm struggling with this, because why did they go, that's a good idea? Well, how did that happen? What's the conversation?
Why anything? Why golf? Like, why, you know, take a ball, get a long stick, hit it into a little hole far, far away? You know?
Right.
That's our next podcast.
I'm struggling more with that one, yeah.
I'll skip over this one because everybody's heard of this one. There's actually, I think it was on Netflix. There's a neat documentary on this. That's the cheese rolling competition in Gloucester.
Yes.
Where they go down the big hill and bounce down the hill.
And the winner wins the cheese.
Yeah. What I didn't know about that is that the entire site is swept ahead of time for like stones
landmines
and things like that, and like broken glass and things on the hills.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, really, these guys are going down, rolling down a hill, breaking their necks. Watch out for rocks. You know? The internet. Oh, this is from my home country of Canada. The International Hair Freezing Contest. This is in the Yukon.
This sounds incredible. Go. So is it just like, I bet you sort of like, you quiff it a little bit and then spray it with a little bit of moisture. Go out in the cold, freezes in place.
You're half right. So this isn't like one of these, it's in a place called Tikini Hot Springs or something like that. So it's like a hot springs thermal water, natural hot springs. So you dunk your head in. This is women only, apparently. You dunk your head in, and then as it freezes, typically the temperature is minus 30 degrees Celsius. As it freezes, you style your hair, and whoever freezes in the best spot wins.
Yeah, brilliant.
Wins a small cash prize. skip that one because that's pretty boring. Skip that one because that's pretty boring.
I imagine a £5 note. That is the small cash prize that I
get. I'm going to show you a picture here, Chris. I don't know if you can see that. What do you think this is?
This has to be like toe wrestling.
It's exactly toe wrestling. The World Toe Wrestling Championships. This is in England. Born out of the desire for the UK to have its own championship of some sort. I mean, shoot a little higher, for Christ's sake.
It's like, they no one person stops to think, well, there is the FA Cup.
Players have to have their toes examined by a qualified nurse before and after the competition.
Is this in case they find broken glass or rocks?
Yeah. Or a small baby to be jumped over.
And you win this a small cash prize.
This is one that I would like to go to. This is the La Tomatina. This in Valencia, Spain. This is where they throw the, you know, you get in the backs of trucks like a parade going through the streets and they just like a big tomato fight. People whipping.
Yeah, tomatoes. Yeah.
No, tomatoes.
Oh, right. Yeah. Sorry. You say potato and I say potato. Nobody says potato, though, do they, really?
No.
Yeah. Go on. Sorry. What's this? So this is the when I went to a place called La Palma, which is like an island in the Tenerife Islands. No, that's not right, is it? Canary.
It's the Canary Islands and it's Las Palmas, but good enough.
It's not Las Palmas, actually. It's La Palma. Yeah, it's La Palma.
Just one.
Just one, yeah. It's not. It's an island called that, not a place. Right. Anyway, they have a talcum powder festival where you chuck talcum powder at each other and then that's it. You just walk home. But I was really keen on this, but they only do it specific times. They don't do it every Saturday or something like that.
Oh, okay. Can you imagine just not knowing about that? Mm. Yeah, so this is these guys just get on the backs of trucks. I'll show you the picture for your reference. They just get on the backs of trucks and just whip tomatoes at each other.
Yeah. Fun. Good. I'm happy with this. Is that because tomatoes are a soft, unless they come in a tin?
I don't think they're throwing tins at each other.
Yeah, chopped tomatoes.
Yeah. The World Bog Snorkeling Championships?
Yeah.
So this is imagine like just in a grass field and there's like a little, let's call it a muddy stream, literally a bog, like a little creek running through it. And these guys race, like they're literally snorkeling. I mean, it's only like 8 inches of water, but you have to basically lie on your belly and swim through with your face submerged along this probably 100 meters of just bog.
Yeah, that's interestingly.
Wales. Clanwortith.
Yeah. The half of your body must be sticking out, like your bum area must be sticking out of that.
Your bum area? I just say bum.
Bum. And its area. The bum and the area of the bum.
Relying only on their flippers to push them through. And literally hundreds of people travel there every year to watch.
Wow. And yet they still, they didn't want to go. But we've got the toe wrestling competition. That can't we just include this as one of the competitions?
Exactly. Back to Finland. So we had our wife carrying competition. We have the Air Guitar World Championships.
Oh, I know of that one.
I think this would be relatively entertaining to watch for about 5 minutes.
Yeah, maybe two people. Watch two people do it and then turn the channel.
Yeah. Participants must play air guitar on stage in two rounds, each round lasting at least 1 minute. They must. They must play air guitar only. No drums, no piano. And a score out of six.
Now, what I would like to see is somebody getting disqualified because they did do a drum.
Yeah, like their head's banging. It's like, no, that's different to the drum beat.
He says, I was just nodding my head.
A couple more, and then I'm going to go blow my nose. I've seen this in a Jackie Chan movie, actually. This is the Chung Chow Bun Festival. This is where they have massive towers of buns, 60 foot tall. Towers made of buns. They look like a big
God, that's like amazing
kebab thing, and basically you gotta like run it, scale this tower of buns, and whoever gets the highest bun gets to keep a bun.
Gets the bun that they touched.
Yeah.
Where that what do they wear? Shoes? Did they wear shoes?
I
to
think
do
I
that
would, I wouldn't I would wear I would keep my I would go in bare feet for two reasons. One, grip. Two, so that people that eat the buns, my bare feet have been on those buns.
Yeah, but just probably cleaner than shoes all the same, aren't they? Even pretty. Yeah.
There's a it's a very Tim Key-esque poem about 20 years ago. It's a Canadian musician. He's since passed on. But a line in it was something along the lines of, I'm wearing my flip-flops to the ambassador's meeting because my feet are infinitely cleaner than my shoes.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now, this might segue nicely into maybe we can make a podcast out of this place. This is from Lou Key Reef in Florida. You heard of that place, Florida, America?
Yes.
This is
twice. Twice
underwater
before.
Underwater music festival.
Huh.
So,
Like a stage?
Yeah, it's basically people playing like oboes and shit underwater.
Oh, how about this? Floodstock.
That's a... Oh, I like that. Floodstock's amazing. You got to get into marketing, man. Anyways, that's it. That's my stupid festivals to go with my poopy Sergeant Major guy who pooped himself at Oktoberfest.
Okay, that's fantastic. I think this is one of those occasions where I was really waiting for more of your list. I think that the craziest things, this is the best craziest things thing you've listed upon. So
mission
nice.
Accomplished.
Yeah, mission accomplished.
That's my story. Over to you, Chris. Okay. Regale me with interesting and hopefully funny things.
Maybe I mentioned this before about having a history thing at the beginning. It's it came about... There's two history lessons I've got. The first one is that my story happens in Oklahoma, right? And how I heard about this story was hearing it through a kind of true crimes podcast. Okay. And interestingly... I was trying to think, have we done one about a death? Have we done a death in Idiots?
I think we, early on, we said that we're going to try to, not necessarily avoid death, but death, unless it's spectacular, because there's like the Darwin Awards, which kind of fits into what we're doing, but we're like skirting death. But
yeah.
I think if the death is, if it's kind of key to
idiotic.
The story, or if it's just funny anyways, just go for it. Who gives a shit?
It is, and the reason I bring that up is because it did go to court, and I believe it was manslaughter was the actual thing. So
in
it
court,
was,
wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. So let first of all, here's how I was introduced to this. Right at the very start, Oklahoma. Are you ready for this?
Okay, now I'm ready.
Right. Oh. Yes.
Yeah, okay, I'm ready.
Right. Okay. Here we go then. The name Oklahoma comes from Choctaw language, meaning Okla, meaning people, and Huma is translated as red. So this really means people, red people, I guess. There's some speculation
as to psychics and stuff. Is that what you're saying? They red people?
No, as in like they're
red, the color
red. Yeah, and interestingly. They've been able to just kind of work this back and go, well, that probably means some sort of native Indian tribe then. Now, that's how I was introduced to the podcast. And then they just went, but you don't want to hear about history of why Oklahoma. I was like, no, I don't. So why did you start with it? I thought there was some sort of link. No, it's just it happens there. And then they obviously needed a word count. So they just went, we'll just tell them what Oklahoma means and why. Anyway, I thought it'd be interesting to fuck you up as much as it did with me. This happened. This happens in Oklahoma. And as I say, there is a court case that went on. And here we go. It goes, this is the headline. Oklahoma man pleads guilty in atomic wedgie death. Now,
wow.
Do you know what an atomic wedgie is?
Is that when it actually goes over the head? Is that the definition of it?
Yeah, bing, bing, bing. Right, so a wedgie is where you just pull the pants up and just...
Underwear for people not living in England.
Yeah, the other way is if you... Or not the other way, but the more extreme version of this is if the pants go from the back... over the top of the head and you maybe blinds the person at the same time and so they're struggling about a bit and you go, ha ha ha. I remember when I was growing up in British school, we didn't really do a wedgie thing, but as I understand it, it's very popular in American movie schools, at least. And that's
my
own
frame of
reference.
I think British public schools, they got by on like,
fucking each other
from teachers
ass.
And stuff yes. like that, yes. whereas yeah. Americans just beat the shit out of each other.
That's right, yeah. So here we go then. So this Oklahoma man, he's pled guilty to manslaughter. And that's why I thought I'd ask the question, have we done a death? If he went out and just kind of murdered it, which you'd assume there's some sort of motive behind it, or...
You get a pass here. You get a pass because I think with the Darwin Awards, the death thing is like the idiot kills himself. But if you kill somebody, if you're the idiot and you kill somebody, green light. I'm waving that through. Absolutely.
When I've read this story and heard this story a few times, I still think this is, it is an accident. So, but it's still an accident by the hands of an idiot.
We have no concern for that. A person has died in this story.
Well, we'll find.
We're more about can we talk about deaths?
Yeah, let's see.
An actual podcast topic. We have no thoughts for his family.
Yeah, and I'm so, my tolerance to these sorts of things is of that, is that degree that I'm thinking, did he deserve it then? You know, that's my go-to question. Did he deserve it? Anyway, right. So, he killed his stepfather with an atomic wedgie. The thing is, that's what it was. It's designed to incapacitate, and he's just done it to a really good level. Yeah. He pulled the man's own underwear over his head. And then
as opposed to someone else's underwear. That's just called suffocation.
It's the suffocation wedgie. Get somebody else's pants, launch them over, attach them
to somebody's
head.
What's the one from the front? Is that a reverse wedgie? What's the one you go from the front and over?
Oh, so your ball bags go either side of the... I don't really know. Well, I mean,
if you're a woman, it's...
Maybe you call it the split difference wedgie. So what had happened was he'd suffocated, right? So he told the judge, this is his words, it's a quote, things got out of hand. I think he's actually spot on there. That's exactly what happened. His name, we've got a brilliant, because he's American.
Oh, I love it.
I mean, the thing is, it's not one of those sorts of names that we've done in the past where you have to put on an accent and probably almost verging on racism. But this is just a down the line. He's from Oklahoma. He's called Bradley Davis. Bradley Davis.
Oh, so it's three names.
Yeah, Bradley Davis.
Wow, that's amazing. And his dad's Stan.
He pled guilty to first-degree manslaughter ahead of a jury jury trial for next week. So it was in court, but I think if he pleads guilty, then it avoids the trial. But I don't know how that works in American litigation. Okay. Anyway, so he described the incident to a judge, and here's how he describes it. Days before Christmas... So days before, one day before Christmas Eve, it might have been, or something like that. In 2013, that's not a history lesson, but it does go down in history, in his mother's trailer in McLeod, about 30 miles from Oklahoma City, Davis got into a fight with his stepfather. And here's another brilliant name, just brilliant name. You ready?
Yeah.
Denver Lee St. Clair. Denver
amazing.
Lee St. Clair. And St. Clair came at him. He came at him. And he was defending himself with all I had. My stepfather's own pants. I don't think that's what all he had. I mean, he has a shoe, maybe, or a flip-flop. I was panic. I was mad scared, he said. It's like a bad dream and things get out of hand. He admitted to knocking his stepfather unconscious. And while he was... Now, this is the bit where it gets out of hand. Yeah. So he's knocked him down, and then he does the wedgie afterwards.
Okay, so the wedgie may not be the full culprit. Yeah,
traditionally, the wedgie happens whilst the person's on their feet. Right. Yeah. Whilst he's laid out, Davis pulled his blue underwear. The colour... was so important to me.
I thought you were going to say bloomers.
stretched it over his head from behind. He said he wanted his stepfather, to be embarrassed when he came to. He says, I never had any intention of killing the man. There's no way I would have thought that could happen. Medical examiner said he basically died from blunt force trauma to the head and asphyxiation, which is the strangulation thing. Here we go. This is why, how did, because in my head, it's just gone over his forehead. Let me tell you what happened then. The coroner, by the way, I've never seen anything like this before. That's what he says. But I'd be like, yeah, I get that. If you have, then we'd have heard about it already. I'm sure
of
it.
I think so, yeah. That's a serial killer at that point, isn't it?
So when we first, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Where were you? Where were you 3 years ago?
Got a copycat in our hands.
I've never seen this before, but when we first looked at our victim, seeing the waistband of his underwear around his neck, Yeah.
He got it all the way over yeah. the eyes, nose, mouth, chin, to the neck.
Neck. And that's where he strangled him, essentially. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff
yeah,
is called...
Yeah, that's how I would say it.
He's called Mike Booth. That's what I love that name as well, Mike Booth. We talk about names, actually. Me and Charlie were talking about the names, and we think it's funny when people give a surname to a toy or a pet. So if you saw on Taskmaster recently, Ardle, he brought out Jerry Flynn, I think his name was Dr. Jerry Flynn, and that he'd made a little toy. We started laughing about that, and I recalled this story about my friend Lee from years and years ago. He looked like Tom Cruise, actually.
Stanley?
No, this is... I won't give his surname, but it was Lee. And he had a hamster called Christopher Jonathan Martin. He'd given him a middle name as well.
Posh.
Davis, so remember, Davis is the killer, right?
Yes.
He'd allegedly texted a friend saying he intended to fight St. Clair, and in a later message saying he had nothing to lose. I think he probably did. According to court documents. Yeah, exactly. Well, so premeditated injury, not death, not killing, I think. There was never an intent to kill him. In that way. I like the fact that he put him in that way. I thought about other things, electrocuting him and things. I don't think it was even foreseeable. When he was interviewed last night, he said, "Man, I did a horrible thing when I gave him that wedgie."
Oh, I done a bad thing.
What a quote. And he goes, I don't really know that he died. I didn't really know he died. I just thought he was like sleeping without breathing. He was just tired of taking it. He'd been bullied all his life by this guy. Davis's sentencing was set for the July of that year. Now, the report I got, and I went for two, it doesn't include what happened in the verdict and the sentencing. But I could kind of like try and work that out. Let's see. No, I can't see. It's not even in the other one. Anyway, so there you go. So that's the guy who...
Amazing. I mean, it's unfortunate somebody had to die for our entertainment, but I would never have thought you can kill someone with a wedgie.
No, and in
I can see if you like did it and just split them right at the middle, and like their bodies went and it peeled in half. You know, like
yeah,
like chopping like, an apple
yeah,
in half
like
or something.
A
like
laser,
that.
Yeah, with yeah. a laser. I did one of the reports that I had read about this, including the podcast that I was listening to, also it described the noises that were being made as he was dying. And this is one of the things that I think in the kind of like in the court case was that he'd done the thing. He knocked him unconscious and he did the wedgie. But the guy was clearly dying, like in front of his eyes. But the guy was taking photographs of him whilst he was doing it. So he's an idiot all the way through this story. And I think the final bit, I genuinely believe he didn't think this was going to end up killing him. He didn't notice that the man was being killed. And that's, I think, three prongs of idiocy.
Yeah, that's, I would definitely agree. I mean, I don't think you know, if you're going to kill somebody, you're not going to wedgie him. Because I just... It was Lark's gone
that's
wrong,
right.
I think is what it was.
Yeah. Now, that's my story. Mm-hmm. But the natural place for me to go with some follow-up was Pranks Gone Wrong. And the only thing with that is we're in 2022 now. And for the last sort of 5 years, I reckon, YouTube is filled with Pranks Gone Wrong style videos. But they're all fucking fake. They're all every single one of them is set up. So it's very difficult. So what I thought was... Instead of doing Pranks Gone Wrong, I could look at the most famous prank day of all, which is April the 1st, and look at April Fools that didn't quite pan out the way you intended.
Sounds good.
That's some good. Also, another history lesson, the first ever April Fool's Day, there's been some sort of research into this, and they reckon it was in about 1582, when the first prank... Was that actually
in 1986, and we're just making up stories to say it was in 1582.
It's linked to date, actually. They said that we're going to start celebrating New Year's Day on April the 1st now. So that was the first one, or maybe the first one. We're not too sure. Anyway, so the first one was "I Swear I'm Not Dead." That's the report. Gulliver's Travels author Jonathan Swift set up an epic April Fool's prank by pretending to be an astrologer. I was going to give his name then. It's Isaac Bickerstaff. Just great. All Professor Potts.
Show off.
He published a set of predictions, the most notable of which that a celebrity astrologer of the time, John Partridge, I'm going to see Alan Partridge tonight, would die on 29th of March. And on May 30th, he circulated an anonymous account of Partridge's death. So everybody was like, you kind of like, that's it. He says, of course, Partridge was alive and well, but for the rest of his life, he had to insist he wasn't dead. So this guy, you know that guy, he's dead. And he just, and everyone went, oh, fuck, he's dead. And then the guy was going, it's me. They said, "Aren't you dead though?" And he was like, I'm honestly not dead. It was that Burke down the road. So that was
wondering why nobody showed up for his book signings and stuff like that.
Another one, the Great Blue Hill Eruption. That's not a euphemism. Okay. There's a Boston TV, now this is in 1980, produced a television broadcast about a hill in Massachusetts that had begun oozing lava and spewing flames. And then there was some fake warnings from Jimmy Carter, the president at the time. And then they put real footage of Mount St. Helens, right? So it was all like really legit. They'd gone quite to town in it. And then they just went, April Fool. But most of the city had evacuated by this point. So nobody was listening to the ta-ra.
Oh, no.
As in 1986, an Israeli intelligence officer played a prank involving some news that an Islamic leader had been seriously wounded in an assassination attempt. So April Fool. And by this point, everybody had gone, let's go to war. So nearly started. I like this one as well. I'm really not a crook. That's the headline to this one. On April the 1st, 1992, a man claiming to be Richard Nixon. So Nixon,
Tricky Dicky.
Yeah, he didn't do a second term because he was ousted out.
Watergated out.
That's the one. But this guy says, I am actually Richard Nixon, and in 1992, I think I'm going to run for presidency again. And thousands believed it was him. And of course it wasn't, but that didn't stop. There was just an outrage. You can't do this and stuff like that. So here's another one. Southpaw is a term that boxers use for
left-handed.
Mm-hmm. So in 1998, Burger King, it would now offer left-hand burgers for left-handed people.
Brilliant.
And I do like this. The joke was on Burger King. I think that's what they say, but it wasn't. I think it was on the suppliers, because thousands of people went into Burger King's asking for the left-handed burger, which is good for the burger place, but they ran out. I don't see how Burger King lose from this, but the suppliers might have felt the pinch. I'll do one more. In 2001, a DJ in England, it doesn't say which DJ that might be.
Jazzy Jeff.
In 2001, who would it have been? Probably Dave Lee Travis, Noel Edmonds, or I don't know who was still out in 2001. Bruno Brooks, it was... I don't know. Chris Evans. It was Chris Evans. I don't know. DJ in England decided to prank his listeners by broadcasting that a ship that looked suspiciously like the Titanic could be seen from the cliffs at Beachy Head in Sussex. It's where those white cliffs are.
The white cliffs of Dover, but not in Dover.
Not in Dover. So anyway, hundreds of listeners went, fuck, I want to see the Titanic. I would have, if I'd have known about this, I'd have done that. And they went, phew, to the cliffs, and obviously they didn't see anything, but because of the amount of people that went, a large crack appeared in the cliffs, so they're destroying the landscape. And there's loads more. All of these are funny, and I think funny in their own right, but like kind of like they make you just go ugh, like that. The joke is on them, that's for sure. But that sums up my prank gone wrong.
Yes.
Into April the 1st tenuosity.
Atomic wedgie gone wrong.
Yeah, atomic wedgie gone wrong. So that's it.
And I'll tell you what, you know where I thought you were going to go? And this is, I'm like a modern day Colin Mochrie. I'm improvising, I'm riffing. I'm playing, what is it, Hats or World's Worst Step. Yeah. I thought you were going to go with a list like of like the actual run through of like what all the wedgies were. I have that list if you want to hear it.
I just saw you look down and I thought, he's got him on his phone.
But you want some bonus content, listeners? Should we do it? I mean, it's almost the end. No one's listening anyways. We might as well just entertain ourselves.
This is the hidden track.
Yeah, so I'll go through these. There's the all-around wedgie, which is exactly what it sounds like. You get front, back, sides. Like, it involves multiple, like, four or five people basically lifting you up.
When
you're a child, those swings that wrap around your waist.
Yeah.
Like a basket that a kid sits in, that's what you're in.
You have to get a few mates to pick it up, pick them up.
And you hover. Yeah. You basically hover.
Yeah.
Atomic wedgie. We've got that
one. Yeah, we said that. Yeah.
It says here, if over the head, the waistband can be hooked over the nose or in the mouth.
But the other person sort of has to cooperate with the mouth bit, I would imagine.
Yeah. So now this is premeditated on the victim's part, I would think. There's a backward wedgie, which isn't what I thought when you do it from the front. It's when you put your underwear on backwards and then you get a wedgie, which basically means that this, you know, you get the fatter part of your butt.
So you sort of like aid and abetting.
Exactly. Hey, you know what we should do tonight, guys? The blast wedgie. So it's also a reverse wedgie. This is when you pull their underwear down and then usually with a hose or water gun squirt water up their butt. The kangaroo wedgie.
I can imagine this one. You're putting something in a pouch, aren't you?
Something is in a pouch. No, this is when you give somebody a wedgie and then you bounce them up and down with the wedgie. Like
of course, that's the other thing that kangaroos are famous for.
What are those baby bouncy things?
Bouncer, called? Baby bouncer, I'm going to go with. Springs, maybe.
This one, I suppose we'll preface this by saying this isn't like some sort of misogynistic thing, because you can do this on a male friend or a gender-neutral friend if you want. This is the bra connection wedgie. So it says here, I'm just reading this, give a girl a normal wedgie until her leg holes are shown. So the leg holes have risen above the waistband of her trousers, her jeans.
Right.
Then disconnect her bra and reconnect it through the leg holes and then run away. So basically, the underwear is now on top of her bra and it's stuck in place because it's cinched in place with her bra. That means nobody's struggling.
Yeah, this is exactly what I was going to say, is I can only see this happening if there was cooperation involved.
Yeah, I think so. This is just party fun, I suppose.
Party fun.
This one's very, very apt. This could happen to one of us right now, Chris, if you're not careful. The chair wedgie. This is when somebody sneaks up behind you and does a wedgie and then hooks your underwear elasticated waistband over the back of your chair. So basically, you're just hooked onto your chair.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I think that would be a good prank, actually.
Mm-hmm. Chew toy wedgie. This is when you, again, I don't know if people are just making this shit up or people actually like field test it. Like Mythbusters, I think, try this. This is where you tie one end of a rope or leash to the victim's underwear and then tie the other end of the leash to a dog's collar and then throw a chew toy in one direction. It's like pulling, remember you're pulling the tooth out with a doorknob, you tie a string and you slam the door.
That's brilliant evolution of the wedgies. Yeah.
Conga wedgie. This is like the human centipede of wedgies. It's just a long conga line of wedgies. I mean, try it at a party, friends, I suppose. Yeah. The coffee machine wedgie. This is when you just give somebody a normal wedgie and then you lift them onto a photocopier. Some of these
this involves the other person just not worrying about it. Well, to be honest, I think there must be times like on Jackass where they say, let's film your reaction to being wedged, and that's what happens. But there must be more times when it's like, let's sneak up on this guy and do it when he's not wanting it to be done.
Yeah. A lot of these, like your YouTube guys, that are, it's all premeditated.
Exactly, exactly.
Like
the
dizzy wedgie is when you give somebody a wedgie and then you like basically tie their or hang their underpants on like a tree branch and then spin them around like tetherball? Is that what they call swing ball?
Swing ball.
So then they swing around and then they stop and then they go back to the direction really, really quickly.
Like a kid's mobile. Not like a mobile phone, but a mobile in their cot.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Coming right back to where we started. The frontal wedgie. Now it's got an actual... it's called a Melvin.
Why is it called the Melvin?
Don't know.
Maybe it was the named after the inventor.
There you go. Just some bonus content for our listeners as we get towards the end of the season here. That's a bunch of different wedgies. Try it on your grandma tonight.
The grandma wedgie. This is where you take her teeth out and, I don't know, she has to cooperate with you, of course.
Do we have to say, like, we don't endorse, don't try this at home, we're not responsible if you, like, kill somebody with a wedgie or something?
Honestly, if you've already signed, maybe the reason why nobody listens to this podcast is because they're not idiots, and they're thinking, oh no, this is not for me. So, but anyway, don't. If you are going to do this, then you're not part of the gang anymore. Okay.
That's it.
Right.
That's a long episode. So we'll let everybody get on with their day and go and do horrible things to their friends and family members.
I'm going to try and come back with a cracker for next week then.
Final new entrance of the season, I suppose, next week.
Yeah, that's right. And then we've got to work out some sort of ranking mechanism. So have that in the back of your mind, Kev. Yeah.
Remember we talked about that a couple of weeks ago? We were going to have that call and figure out what the hell we're going to do with this? Yeah, that never happened, did it?
Right then.
I'm going to build some stairs in my back garden and probably blow my nose several times because all this talking has made me even more congested.
Yeah, and we've got three dogs. We're babysitting a dog today. So we're going to
walk. Dog sitting, you know?
Yeah, dog sitting. I'm going to walk three dogs today. Ooh. Let's let the people get on their way. Right. Stay safe, everybody. Listen to more of this podcast and watch more Kids in the Hall.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.